Nolte, Establishment Media Lied About Migrant Caravan. By John Nolte on November 26, 2018. After the media repeatedly assured us it would never happen, hundreds and hundreds of migrants tried to invade our country Sunday by storming the American border. Some threw rocks and other projectiles at U.S. Border Patrol. Others proved just how political all of this is by chanting, "Yes, we can," and flying the flag of their home country. Thankfully, President Trump had prepared for this well in advance. Early last month, as thousands gathered in Central America to form caravans headed for the U.S. with the explicit intent of entering our country illegally, Trump deployed thousands of American troops to reinforce our border fencing and aid border personnel with other logistics. And while all of this was happening, the establishment media relentlessly and deliberately misled the American people. On Fox News, less than a month ago, Shepard Smith misled his viewers by telling them the caravan was more than 2 months away and suggested it was unlikely any of them would actually come here. "There is no invasion," he said. "There's nothing at all to worry about. Ahem." On November 7, less than 3 weeks ago, during the presidential news conference where he got physically aggressive with a White House intern and heckled Trump, CNN's Jim Acosta lectured the president about the caravan. "As you know, Mr. President, the caravan was not an invasion." Acosta also said these migrants would never try to break in. "Your campaign had an ad showing migrants climbing over walls and so on. But they're not going to be doing that," Acosta said. Ahem. And then Acosta repeated the bizarre talking point we heard throughout much of the media: "They're hundreds of miles away, though. They're hundreds and hundreds of miles away," he argued. Ahem. "They're not coming," screamed Joe Scarborough. Ahem. Over and over and over again, we heard the same talking point throughout all of the media: "The caravan is 1,000 miles away." And now we know this was simply propaganda, a deliberate attempt on the part of the media to gaslight us into believing that the President of the United States planning and preparing in advance was somehow a bad thing, that getting the country and border hardened while there was still plenty of time was somehow foolish. Yes, the same media who want the U.S. to immediately adopt socialism because of what might happen in the year 2050 were arguing that Trump should do nothing to reinforce the border because it would take weeks for the caravan to get here. And then there was the ad. Remember Trump's racist ad the media refused to air because it was too sensational? And why was it sensational? Because the 30-second commercial warns of an invasion of migrants as the caravan approaches. This ad violates Facebook's advertising policy against sensational content, so has been rejected, a company spokeswoman said after denying the President of the United States, the only person in the country chosen by the country to speak for all of us, the ability to run the ad on Facebook. CNN refused to air the ad, as did NBC. As did the eunuchs at Fox News, the very same Fox News that did allow open borders extremist Jorge Ramos to come on the air and mislead Fox viewers with his fake news about the caravan. "There's no invasion here," Ramos told us. Ahem. And how are the media handling the fact that their lies and propaganda have been exposed by reality? Are they humbled, apologetic, eager to regain their credibility with the public, and admitting Trump was 100% correct and they were 100% wrong? Of course not. The same media who spent segment after segment talking about how many scoops of ice cream Trump eats for dessert are downplaying the news of Sunday's invasion attempt as a non-event. Or they are attacking Trump for using nonviolent means to stop hundreds of invaders, some of them violent, from invading our country. In these illegal caravans, Democrats and the media see future Democrat voters, while narcissistic millennials see exploitable labor, a future of their own filled with cheap nannies, housekeepers, maids, and groundskeepers. The horror of human trafficking and drug trafficking? The injustice of illegals stealing jobs and depressing the wages of those in the working class who follow the rules? The horrific crimes committed by illegals? All sacrifices to the cause, sacrifices made by those other people. Follow John Nolte on Twitter at NolteNC. Follow his Facebook page here.